Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And I'm here, of course, with Brian, the producer of the show, and our tech guru. This is Brian Sant.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Wait for the holidays to be done.
Really? Why?
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Chipmunks roasting.
Well, I'm not going into debt for it.
Well, fortunately, we all do, no matter what.
I don't. Last year was the first year I broke down and opened a Kohl's account and had to charge something, and then but I paid it off, and the bill came January in full, and I was like, that's it. Because, you know, you may get slim pickings for gifts, but I'm not going into debt.
We all those kids first wanted to say, you know what, let's just buy for the kids.
Yeah.
But my father's like, oh, too late.
Yeah, well, so you get him a gift, that's it. You don't have to get everybody else.
Well, now we've already bought my brother his gift because my sister found a dog that they've been wanting. A purebred golden retriever.
Really?
$625.
Wow.
So we all, like, chipped in $100, and then my brother just has to pay the rest. So they got the dog last weekend.
Aww, puppy or?
Puppy.
Oh, they're so cute.
And her name is now Sarah, according to my niece.
Yeah, I found out my brother and his family just adopted a $600 beagle puppy. It's 5 months old. So, yeah. It makes you nervous, though, this time of year, because it's like this time of year everybody starts buying puppies and giving them as gifts, and then a lot of times they don't realize how much work it's going to be, and then come the spring or midwinter, these dogs are homeless, and then... It's springtime, you have the problem with the rabbits. Everybody giving bunny rabbits, oh, how cute, Easter. For Easter. And then they're homeless, you know. But like, I notice that's for like Great Danes, you know. A lot of times people just aren't really prepared for how big the dog gets. And that's how
how much they eat.
Yeah, well, not too bad. I mean, 4 pounds of raw chicken a day is not bad.
Yeah. Versus a bowl of dog food.
Well, yeah, all right. So it's but if you go to the, like, when I was going to Bug the Butcher, that's how I would get a 40-pound case of chicken backs and a 20-pound case of legs, chicken legs and wings and stuff. But yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's what happens. The Great Dane Rescue Society, that's how I always make a donation to them or adopt through them, because then they told me it's the number one way they get Great Danes, because people give them as gifts as puppies, and then they get abandoned because they don't realize.
Yep.
Sad. So now that we've totally depressed you for your holiday season.
Bah humbug.
Woohoo! That's good. How to really. And here I had all, you know, hopes and inspirations of coming on and being like, Merry Christmas. Speaking of Merry Christmas, have you heard my cell phone recording?
No.
I changed the outgoing message for the holidays, and my older son, Brian, helped me. I said, you have to read this in a very professional, deep voice, Brian. So he did the whole opening of warning. The following message contains a non-politically correct greeting. Listener discretion is advised, and then I jump in with Merry Christmas. So anyway, you'll have to give it a listen. But that's the kind of energy I was hoping to come on this show with today, and you just totally depressed me. Saying you want the holidays to be over.
That's my job.
People are getting puppies and abandoning them, and oh my God, when Easter comes.
Hey, you're the one that started on the abandonment.
Oh man, Merry freaking Christmas.
Yo, Merry effing Christmas.
Oh, man. Well, you know, whatever you celebrate, happy, happy, joy, joy. I mean, it's fun. It's a fun, and it's only one time a year. And at least you know it's coming.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what kills me every year, no matter how much you know it's coming? Like, do I ever? My mother has always been very diligent, I should say, with putting her Christmas club. I mean, they actually still have Christmas clubs at banks to this day. Can you believe it?
Of course.
You know, and it's kind of like, and she'll do it all year long.
It's because it's money for the bank.
Yeah.
They make more money off of that than you making the interest.
Well, I don't think you even get interest on a Christmas club.
It's you do.
You do?
It's small, but you get interest. It's basically a savings account.
Yeah.
I mean, if you end up having $500, then you might get like, I don't know, $10.
Woo!
Exactly, so.
Wow. That's not even a roll of stamps to send your Christmas cards out. Speaking of which, I still have to do mine. I ordered copies of the Santa photo of me and the kids, and I'm waiting for that to come, and then I'll be getting out my few Christmas cards, because we all know how much I've scaled back on that, and, you know, I don't even think you're getting one.
Good. No,
Because I'm just here looking at you.
This year.
Yeah, you know, I figured it mainly goes to my friends who are out of state, mm-hmm. you know, and family, like, and family members who might as well be out of state because that's what a close knit family we are. It's like,
some
oh yeah, like
you're
my uncle, like, or who are you? You know. Well, here I was talking at one point, actually talking to one of my aunts, and I was like, so how is Kathy? Is she still up in Dingman's Ferry? She's like, no, she got divorced from that marriage like 5 years ago. She's been down in Florida. I'm like, what? Yeah, she's married for a third time. Blah, blah, blah. All this stuff like transpired. I'm like, well, that's indicative of our family. I remember the first time, like, I grew up in a very Italian neighborhood. Best friend was Rita, and I'd be over her house, and a regular dinner was like a mob scene. And then mm-hmm. the best dinner to go for was New Year's Day dinner at the Caviello's, because Mrs. Caviello was like cranking all three. She had three kitchens in her house, and for the whole week leading up to this dinner, she was cooking out of all three of them. And when you got there, you had the homemade manigot with the real thin, fine-made crepes that she made, all her own bread, all her own pasta, and you just ate from the minute you walked. But you know what? She would have to, instead of using the dining room, they'd use the den of the house, which was a huge room, mm-hmm. and they would bring in tables, those long, skinny banquet tables, to fit everybody in for New Year's Day dinner. And they were all family. I was the only one standing there, you know, with like light skin and blue eyes, you know. It's like, and let me tell you, I used to sit there and go, I don't get it. How is it you have this much family shows up for like a New Year's Day dinner? And I mean, ours, it's like, you know, someone's dropping dead. And it would be like, oh, all right, we'll go to the funeral. You know, that's the least we can do. And that's when you're like, oh, I remember you. Hey, my cousin. Hey, you know, and all right, well, we'll see you the next time somebody drops, you know. That's about it.
Guy I work with, he lives in New York. He has a two or three bedroom house. He says it's a small house, but of course, New York, everything's expensive.
New York City?
New York State. State. I mean, he's in like Brooklyn or something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's so, like city.
But the thing is, all of his relatives live in the city in apartments. Hmm. So he's got the only house.
Oh.
He said, I had almost 60 people for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving? And they were all relatives?
All relatives.
Holy Christmas. How is that possible?
I was like, how did you fit everybody?
I don't think I even have that many relatives alive.
I don't know.
I mean, I have one brother who I've seen, the last time I saw him was 2005. Remember you came out for the holiday shindig I did at the house, the open house party?
I don't remember.
Greg and Sherry were there.
Oh, no, I remember the party, but I don't remember your brother.
Oh, no, that's what I'm asking. But that party?
Yeah.
That was the last time. Yeah. My parents, I see periodically, sporadically.
Your kids?
Well, the kids, definitely. I mean, I'm talking like my family. I mean, basically, you know, if they're going to put a picture in the Smithsonian of the nuclear family, it's my family because that's all we were. Mama, papa, sister, brother. It was like nothing else. Anyway, so I understand you're going to get slammed with some really crappy weather.
That's what they say.
That's what they're saying. And then we got your Fort Mifflin.
Who trusts the weatherman?
I know. That's the one job where you can consistently screw up and still get a paycheck. It's like, wow. But yeah, you have Fort Mifflin Saturday night.
That is correct.
And you're going rain, snow, sleet, hail. You don't give a rat's patootie.
Personally, I don't. But I mean, if it's
I know people were writing to me. They're already pushing the panic button. Oh my God, we're supposed to get bad weather. I'm like, how long have you lived in the Northeast? Give me a break. I mean, if you were like a senior citizen relocating from Tampa, I would be like, oh, well, I could see you having a problem with this. But come on, these are all Jersey people, you know?
Well, like I said, I told everyone, I'll look at the forecast on Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
And as long as they aren't saying there's going to be a blizzard or anything, it's a go.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what I was writing back till I got fed up with writing the same crap over and over. I'm just like, first of all, you don't have to be there till 6:30 at night, right?
Correct.
Okay. That gives you all freaking day to make what normally is a two-hour ride for most people.
Well, I'm actually more worried about if it snows overnight and trying to get home.
Then you still have all day
on
a Sunday to get home.
But see, what if some of us are up all night? It's hard enough trying to drive when you're tired.
Then you sleep in your car till you're awake and you go home. I mean, come on.
Hi, Lorraine. I'm just going to stay in your parking lot for a couple of hours.
Seriously, come on. How many of us? Come on.
But even
think
if,
back like to said, your
but
youth.
Even if it's a blizzard condition overnight, I wouldn't want to be stuck there either. What if the roads get really bad anyway? And some people have local roads to drive on. You wouldn't do it.
No, that's why I'm not going. See, I'm smart. I didn't pony up on her bucks to sit there and get screwed by the weather.
You never go.
I'm an administrator at this point. I hardly get any hands-on.
She's
well,
a
yeah, you should know. Any hands-on work
not
these
for another
days.
2 months.
But, oh, man.
Now,
we've actually hit the halfway mark.
Because now I'm going to make it a point.
A point of what?
Waiting till February 2nd.
Why? You're not, I know, you weren't even trying anyway. Have you?
Yes.
When?
A few times already, thank you very much.
Really?
And that's all I'm getting into.
Okay. For those of you who don't know...
everybody knows.
It's a long, long story.
No, it's not. Go back and listen to the podcast from Halloween. You'll know.
You'll know. So, anyway, we did have our two-month anniversary, which means we are halfway through on this insane commitment, which, you know.
Hey.
If ever I am ever at a low point in my life again, which I hope I'm not, but, boy, you really got me, like, when I was totally, like, shot to shit. Pardon the expression.
You're cursing a lot.
No, that was it.
That's the second curse you've done.
What was the first one?
When we were listening on the podcast earlier for the show. We were listening through the podcast trying to find the show you wanted.
Well, that doesn't count. That wasn't on the air.
Hey,
this is like, all right.
Oh, now
you
it's
can't,
on the air.
You can't blow that expression. In any event.
You can't blow anything right now.
Oh, sweetie, it's not for lack of trying. Anyway, if ever I'm at that low a point again in my life, God forbid, I will just have to, like, sew my mouth shut so that I don't answer to the affirmative to any inane promises.
You're a woman. You can't sew your mouth shut.
Oh, but I can. Come on. Yeah, haven't you ever seen me do that? When is it? Like, I was married. Trust me. I know when to shut up because you know why? Sometimes you can shut up conveniently, and it can A, drive him insane, B, give him enough rope to hang himself with, C, at least you're saving your breath and watching him rant and go insane.
Okay. See, that's called marriage. This isn't, right. This isn't marriage. You blab everything to me.
Well, I'm going to pretend from now on, if I hit that low point in my life again.
You'll forget.
Oh, God. Well, anyway. So, I hope Fort Mifflin comes off okay for you.
It should. I'm
Saturday
not worried
night,
about it.
You know. And did you check out the snowball fight on Jib Jab?
Yes, I did.
Our Jib Jab snowball fight that's on our homepage, njghs.net, people, if you want to check it out. Wasn't it really apropos who got the snowball and the balls?
I wonder who planned that.
Actually, I didn't, because when you're just looking at it and putting faces in, it's like face one, face two. Mm-hmm. So when the video played, I almost fell off the chair. I'm like, I can't believe it. I couldn't have, if I had wanted it any better, you know. I say that with such love and endearment for you. But it really is cute. So, you know, with Fort Mifflin, though, I'm trying to think, did you see what the moon phase is going to be like, or are there
no
any solar flares recently?
Didn't look.
Huh, man.
It's Saturday. Why would I look now?
Well, solar flares usually happen 3 to 5 days prior, and then they kick in the activity. Usually about a week by the time the activity hits our atmosphere.
I usually look Thursday or Friday.
Okay. All right. Anyway, there's no meetings in December. Happy holidays. That's about it for that. And then January, we kick off. Now, supposedly, I guess we have a meeting January 2nd, the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road. That's Greg and Sherry leading that one up for the Central Jersey Division. And then we have the Northwest Division. That's led by Dina Tirico. It's January 15th at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. And then we have on January 31st, the Northeast Division, headed up by Laura Lindemann. That's in the Pagoda Recreation Building at 162 West Main Street. All meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30. They are free and open to the public to attend. I repeat, they are free and open to the public to attend. So if you're still, like, listening to this podcast going, why do I even bother? You could at least show up at a monthly meeting and find out why. Because they do a hell of a lot better job in the meeting. And there's Share and Scare. So if you have any questionable photos or recordings, you can bring it to the meetings, and they will be happy to review and give you input on your findings and so forth. So check it out. And the meeting announcements are on our homepage at njghs.net, so you can get those anytime. And if you sign up for our Yahoo groups, we always, the calendar, Yahoo blasts a calendar out announcement of the day of the meeting. So you get a little reminder that comes in as well. So it's all handy dandy, right?
That's correct.
So you haven't done all your Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't even started.
I started, but I'm waiting for another...
Next week.
Another monetary influx, so I can go and finish everything up.
Next week, and then I buy all the gift certificates.
Yeah, I'm getting gift cards.
That's all I'm getting.
Yeah, no, because like I said, I'm not going into debt. It's like I'll get the money, spend it, gone, done. So then you're done. And who do you go to your dad's house for?
Dad and sister.
Oh, nice.
Because I have to do father and mother separately.
Oh, one of those convenient little things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It sucks, but...
Well, we get two Christmases. I know, twice the aggravation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jeez. Here we go again. We're getting all melancholy and poo-poo. Come on, we're supposed to be happy and joy, and it's Christmas. Bright lights. Santa's. Chocolate cookies. Oh, you should see the cookies I made for the cookie exchange party. And the yield was correct. Given the recipe, what it said. So they
not like you brought any here, huh?
I forgot. I'm sorry, and they're so good. But I have to make an S load more on Saturday for the party on Sunday. So what I'll do is I'll put some aside
and eat them later.
And somehow I'll get them
and
to you.
And or somehow, you know, Chris will be there. And, oh, cookies.
Oh, he likes them,
see?
Too. They passed the Chris test. He had a couple, because I made a demo batch yesterday to see what the yield would be and could I actually make these things. And they're a little bit of an arduous procedure because you have to unwrap all these little mini Reese's peanut butter cups. So you got to get them out of the foil and out of the paper. And then you make this little round ball of the cookie dough and you put it in a mini muffin pan. And then you squish the peanut butter cup into the center of it and you bake them. So they're like peanut butter cup peanut butter cookies. Oh my god.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, and I brought some up to Chris and, you know, he said they
were. Oh, you don't forget to bring them to Chris, huh?
Well, it's the least I can do since I ain't doing anything else. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
So, what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl, Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. All right, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at IrvingRehnquist.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Now, here's the deal with Parashare. If you send in your paranormal experience and we read it on the show, and you're not a member of the NJGHS, you get membership. How about that?
Yeah, but I think we also should... We might have to start doing something for our members.
Yeah?
Well, we got 500 members who are like, well, we don't get squat, so why should we write?
Okay. What do you want to do? Is this the part where you volunteer my services and I end up shooting myself in the head again?
Let me see. Are you at a low point?
No. No. I mean, I'm probably one of the happiest unemployed people on the planet.
Well, you're not unemployed.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a job, so.
You're writing a book.
Yeah, well, that's like starving artist.
Well,
area.
It's still
that's
something.
Not employment, not gainfully employed, so. But I'm happy.
For now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wanted to lose weight, and you know what? Not having an income means I can't buy food, means I can actually get thin. How about that? So that's a blessing. My kids are healthy. I have a nice guy. And...
You have two cats?
I have two cats.
A bunny.
And a rabbit. Who could ask for anything more? Besides, you can always, you know, you can always make money. Can't always make time. Right? So, making the most of this time I have. Sir. All right, let's not do it again. We're going to start getting me depressed again. No, seriously, I am happy. I'm unemployed, but I am happy. So anyway, for those of you, even if you are employed, I'm sure you can squeak out a few sentences and send in a Parashare. And what were you going to volunteer me for to do? For those of you who are already members of the NJGHS? Because I know it involves me doing
of
something.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, since you're the unemployed one.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, if you do have a story, please send it to thedeadline@njghs.net. And guess what? So I'm glad you're sitting down because I don't want you to hurt yourself when I reveal the shock of all shocks. We have a Parashare.
Yeah. Did you write it?
No, I did not. Although I did go through it and grammatically correct it so I could read it without trying
laughing.
To figure out. No, without, you know, because sometimes I don't proof them. And I'm reading and I'm like, what? And I stop right on the show. And I'm like, what is this? I don't get it. And so this time I was a good girl. I went through, I edited it, so it will flow. It will be grammatically correct.
We'll see.
Oh, yes. Here we go. My name is Melissa, and I am going to be 45 years old in June. I am originally from Illinois.
Someone older than you.
Yeah, that and dirt. I'm originally from Illinois and have lived in New Jersey for about 32 years now. My background is Irish on my father's side and French-Canadian and Native American on my mother's side, which is where I suppose I get my experiences for the supernatural from. It was on Halloween 2 years ago that my boyfriend, Mike, and I, along with a few others, took a ghost tour of New Hope, Pennsylvania. My mother said that I shouldn't go that particular night. I now know why, with good reason. We started out near the DNR Canal, near the Logan Inn. The guide told us a few stories, and we then proceeded to walk towards the courtyard next to the canal. There is a restaurant there now. When we got to the courtyard, I started to feel a little queasy, and I had to sit down. Sorry. I told Mike I couldn't explain it. It was just a feeling I had. The group was then told that the red door that we saw was an entrance to the Underground Railroad and has since been sealed up. We then went up a set of stairs to Mechanic Street, and I felt extremely sick. I was all right until the exact moment I got to the top of the stairs. I couldn't shake it. The guide said that two women the night before felt the same exact way that I did, and they wanted their money back. I guess that they never learned that you can't control what you are. They apparently were sensitive. Stop it.
What?
You're doing it, man. You're doing it. I know better than to look at you. Oh! Professional composure. We proceeded to another building across the street and went down. Stop.
I'm not doing anything. I'm reading.
Went down an alleyway to another corner. You know, and I had this all written out so nicely.
I'm not, all I am doing is sitting here and I'm reading the script along with you, and you can't keep your composure. Oh my gosh, how right. unprofessional.
I know. Okay, here we go. We went down an alleyway to another courtyard in the back with a very, very large tree. I felt worse, and I thought I was going to be sick, but I held on and got control of myself. I felt like there was death.
Now, I didn't do a dang thing there. And now she's choking. Oh, we know not on what.
Hey, I have never choked, babe. Okay. I can do this. I can do this. I don't know where this is coming from.
I don't know either.
Good Lord. See? You took me from massive depression down to hysterics. I felt worse, and I thought I was going to be sick. But I held on and got control of myself. It felt like death was there the second I turned the corner, and I didn't really want to be there.
What?
It's a good story! Oh, my Lord. I apologize to this parachair because it really is a good one.
Here we go. I'm not even looking.
All right. Okay. Okay. The guide told us about this particular tree. It was a hanging tree.
Now you can't blame me on this one.
I'm doing this. It was a hanging tree during the Revolutionary War. It was. I was the last one to leave. And Mike had to come and get me. We proceeded to the Van Zandt building at the beginning of the street, and when I got there, it was as if something was trying to contact me. According to Mike, he said that I was saying bad things happened here, and that I wasn't myself. I started crying and had to sit on the curb. Mind you, I never went on this tour before, nor did I do any research on the places that we went to. We were told that a man living there found out that people he knew, either family or friends, died on the ship, the Andrea Doria, and he hanged himself there. Needless to say, Mike got out of there, and I eventually got violently sick twice that night. To this day, the only explanation that I have is that something was trying to get my attention and possibly contact me. Mike was understandably stopped. He turned around.
Well, I thought you were back in the groove again.
I was, man, but you turned around. Mike was understandably shaken up a little. I got home and told my mother what had happened. And when I got to the part about the tree, she stated that that was a hanging tree. She and my father would go for rides on Sundays, and he drove down this street one afternoon, but my mother didn't say a word to him about this. I attribute any experiences that I have to my mother's Native American background. They are extremely sensitive to the other side and have great respect for their loved ones who have passed on. In 1999, I went to Ireland for the first time on a haunted tour of castles and hotels. Believe me, I was not disappointed. My experiences have been going on since I was 4 years old. I don't know if my brothers ever had any experiences like mine. I sincerely doubt it, but I'm learning at almost 45 years old to accept and live with what is going on around me. I'm not a psychic, a clairvoyant, or a medium. I just have experiences. It's no longer scary, just unique. Thanks for letting me tell my story. I hope to join the society soon, and I hope that I can contribute in some small way to let people know that there really is another side. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Melissa, for the parashare, and I'm sorry I was just cracking up. I mean, literally, my freaking eyeliner is all the way down my face now. It's like I have raccoon eyes from crying and laughing. And it's not a funny story. I just don't know. There must be a spirit came into the studio and just like totally possessed me and gave me the laughies. Seriously, man.
Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield, maybe.
Is he dead?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Where the hell have I been? So, you've been to New Hope, right? Oh my God, my
I believe so.
You ever go to Odette's? Very expensive place.
Nope.
Limited menu, very expensive, overpriced, but that's where Jessica Savage drove her little car, right? Into the canal. Boom, dead. Then if you go to Logan Inn, you have the haunted room number 6. I think number 10's haunted too, but 6 is like the primo one. And they have the ghost of a little girl who drowned in the canal in back of the hotel. So Logan Inn's pretty hot. I mean, all of New Hope has got a very funky energy to it. I mean, if you're in any way tuned into your sixth sense, the minute you go into that town, you kind of feel like you got a head rush and something's just not quite right. But it's kind of, it's such a clash of energies. There's some very good, cute little white light shops, I would call them. And then there's the more gothy, dark stuff. And it's like both those energies, and they're both very strong energies, but they kind of clash. And then you've got all the water, all the canals and the Delaware River, and really, it really heightens it and makes for an interesting place to go. So you should check it out.
Maybe I will one day.
Yeah, not bad.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, this is John Zaffis, author of Shadows of the Dark. Welcome to another evening of Deadline, hosted by New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back. Sorry about that. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the prefix used sometimes for the word goblin that denotes good? The answer is hob. H-O-B. Hob, goblin. forgive me. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of barely challenging. What is named as supposedly the most haunted house in England? It has approximately 21 ghosts, and here's a hint. It's in Lancashire. That's a pretty... This is it for Haunted Trivia. Name what supposedly the most haunted house in England has approximately 21 ghosts, and the hint is it's in Lancashire. Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia at njghs.net, and you will win the new NJGHS t-shirt. Okay. So... if you're perusing the internet, stop by njghs.net and sign up for our Yahoo groups. That way you get the latest and greatest info. It's a free service. You don't get inundated. I'm the only one that sends out the Yahoo blast, so don't worry about that. And you can check out our homepage for the Jib Jab video and the meeting announcements, the meeting dates, times, places, and hyperlinks to maps are all there on the homepage. And, wow, you know, it's been, pardon me, I guess that laugh attack that I had, I apologize for that profusely, I just don't know what came over me, I really think I was possessed by the laughing ghost, you know?
Something.
The spirit of Christmas present. Oh, I got the look, woohoo. The look that says it all, like, shut up, Laura. Anyway. We're going to wish everybody a happy holiday season here. I'd like to give thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
As always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. Of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline. Happy holidays.
You look up in the sky on the night before Christmas. There's a big fat guy with a
toy sack. Toy sack, yeah. It's squeezing down through your fireplace Christmas Day.
As big as a whale, they put everything into the toy sack. They shove in a Chrysler and a TV from Sony. So hurry up and pack that Shetland pony.
The toy sack is a magical place where Santa puts the presents. Toy sack, baby.
This sack's heavy. And a tugging, hopping and a popping, reaching in the bag, and there's an easy bake oven. Now back up the chimney. Yeah, it's straining Santa's jimmies. That sack's not skinny, but every year he lugs it around and around and around and around.
Reindeer really hoofing, ain't no time for goofing, baby.
Elves lining up to pack toys for your town.
Bag is always moving, something's in there pooping, baby.
Puppies in the sack, there's